Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, all Dharma Masters, and all Good Knowing Advisors, Amitofo. Tonight is Novice Goshun's turn to share the Dharma.
诸佛菩萨、上人、各位法师、各位善知识，今晚轮到沙弥、果顺跟大家分享佛法。
Yesterday, the world's oldest organization received 12 new junior members.
所以昨天这个世界上最古老的一个团体又进入这个最老的团体。
Before I continue any longer, due to my nervousness, I first forgot. I would like to convey my thanks to the Sangha for making this possible, for their guidance and for their continued guidance, and to all the lay people and volunteers at the city, without which this wouldn't be possible.
所以我比较紧张一点，所以忘记了。我跟开始要很感恩，感谢我们的僧团，因为有这样的僧团，我可以他们的指导之下，有这个机会真的出家，也是要感恩。
So the Sangha is unique as not only being the world's oldest organization, but the fact that ever since it has been established, the rules that govern the members have remained virtually unchanged to the present day.
So this Sangha 有很多不同的特色，不只是最古老的一个团体，还保持到现在。反而他们的规矩上也没有这么大的改变，还是保持是跟根据以前一样。When
one leaves the home life, permission is usually by tradition is usually required. And how did this come about? It all started when the Buddha was born. And his father, the pure rice king, received a prediction that his son would either be a world-turning king or he would be a former spiritual leader of the world.
所以这样子出家有一个传统，就是平常要出家需要父母的同意。 这个因缘是什么呢? 是因为佛陀出生的时候，他的爸爸那时候的国王听到，去跟一个你说算命的人啊一起，他就看了那个佛陀后来，说他后来会变成一个转轮圣王，或者他会当一个宗教的很重要的老师。
As Buddhism as we know it did not exist then, the king obviously wanted his son to follow in his footsteps, and he spared no expense in trying to steer or influence the outcome of his son's future.
所以你可以说那时候佛法不在世界上，所以那个国王啊，只想要他的儿子跟他一样，变个国王，所以他花很多很多钱啊，想要准备他的儿子当一个国王。
So when his son Siddhartha left or ran away from his home to leave the home life, the king was really devastated.
所以佛陀那时候是个太子，他从那个国王跑出去的时候，他的爸爸真的很伤心。Later,
as the Buddha, his former brother-in-law as well as his son Rahula also became also left the home life under the Buddha.
所以那个佛陀也有别的他家他的那个亲戚啊，跟他的儿子罗诃罗也出了家。So
when the pure rice king heard that the Buddha that Rahula wanted to leave the home life, he recollected when his own son left the home. And all he could feel was the sadness. So he pleaded to the Buddha, and this is what he said. He said, "Oh Lord, the love for our children cuts into the outer skin. Having cut into the outer skin, it cuts into the inner skin. Having cut into the inner skin, it cuts into the flesh. Having cut into the flesh, it cuts into the sinews. Having cut into the sinews, it cuts into the bones. And having cut into the bones, it reaches the marrow and it stays there."
所以那时候, 那个佛陀的那时候的爸爸，他听到罗侯罗也要出家了，出家了，他就非常伤心，他也记得那时候他的儿子佛陀出家的时候，所以他就跟佛陀去请教，去跟，可是说他就想请一个事情，他请佛呢，他怎么说呢？他说：“世尊啊，我。” 我们的这些父母是真的是很爱我们的孩子的，你们让他出家，就像割了我们在我们的外表的皮肤，割到我们的外表的皮肤，也割到里面的皮肤，割到里面的皮肤，也割到我们的血肉，割到血肉，也到我们的肌肉，然后肌肉甚至都切到我们的骨头，切到我的切到我们的骨头。
The Buddha agreed out of compassion. So from then on, anyone who wanted to live the home life had to receive permission from either their parents or their spouses.
所以那时候，他那个佛陀的爸爸就要求那个僧团，要先有。 那个僧团的父母的同意，所以佛陀就说就同意这样子做。所以就后来，如果人想出家，先要同父母他们的同意或者同修的同意。So
I'm very lucky. I have my mother who is in Malaysia, and she's also walking the same path as me. She's waiting to be a Samini. And she has been living in our branch temple in Malaysia for the past 1 year.
So I was very lucky because my mother is now in Malaysia. She also wants to walk this road. She wants to be a Samini. So she has been in our Malaysia research for about 1 year.
So when I read this, the plea by the Buddha's father to him, I understand this from two points of view. One is that the love of a parent for their son or their daughter is beyond any other love in this world.
So, 读了这篇的时候，我会感觉到两个不同的感觉。我可以感觉到一个父母爱他们的孩子，是男男女女都是一样，都是比在世界上比不上的。Or
actually, I should say, beyond any emotion in this world.
所以可能比较清楚，就是一个情感，就是没有最最强的情感。The
second idea that comes to mind is that, in response to this love, a child, or rather, my mother's child, which is me, causes them a lot of pain.
所以，另外可以想到是这个爱。 是一个他这个父母的孩子啊，就是我的妈妈的孩子，就是我，可以令他父母很多很多痛苦。I
cannot remember how many times that there's too numerous to count that my mother has called me Lucy Kuikia, or rather you rascal, in a polite way.
So 我想很多时候那个我的妈妈叫我很多时候叫我你。 Rascal， 我不知道中文应该怎么讲，就是常常喜欢捣蛋这样子的这个孩子，就骂他。So
a few years ago, when I told my mother I wanted to leave the home life, naturally she was very happy because, it was something that she could not really, that was not really obvious from my lifestyle that I was leading.
所以我几年前想要出家的时候，告诉我妈妈，她非常高兴，因为那时候。 我的生活真正的看不出我会要出家的。So
being here, my mother knows that there's really nothing much for her to worry about. as in the path that I want to take, CDTB or DRBA is the best place for me to pursue it. So when I called my mom last month, as my mother, although she knows that there's really nothing that she needs to worry about, she still has a lot of worry for me.
所以我在这边的万佛圣城上，他没有这么多东西要担心，因为他知道圣城跟法总这样子的环境，真的是对出家这样子的路，真的是可以说世界上是最好的地方，很好的地方。但是我还是一个月前打给我妈妈，她是还是心里还有一些担心。
So the first question she asked me when she realized that it was me calling was that was this. 你面骨肥哦 ，which means is your face still round？
所以她。我一打去的时候，他就第一个问题，他问我就是说，你的面孔还是很圆圆的吗
？Because she saw a video of our my ceremony when I entered the training program, and she was very polite. She said, "Oh, I was looking for you and I couldn't see you. I couldn't recognize you because your face was like the moon. It was very round."
所以那时候，因为我们当学员的时候，有人拍一个电影，然后他看到那个电影的时候，他看到，所以我刚开始找想找到你，但找不到，然后他很客气，就是说，因为你的脸真的是很圆了。
Because to my mother, if I'm supposed to be cultivating, I shouldn't be putting on weight.
因为从我妈妈的角度来看，如果我在修行，我不应该更肥。
So the love of a parent for the child really goes beyond beyond what a person can, what I can understand, not being a parent myself. My mother has sacrificed a lot, my father as well, so that I could have a good life. And that's why basically I'm up here with a shaved head.And new socks, which are really uncomfortable. I can only try to repay the kindness this way, and also the kindness of the Venerable Master.
So, I, this parent, this love for the child, you can say, I really can't understand, because I'm not a child. But I know parents, mom and dad, have sacrificed a lot of things to give me a good life.所以为什么现在我有这样的机会可以剃了头出了家然后也有新的袜子，这个袜子不是非常舒服的，但是有新的僧团的袜子，希望我可以真正的报父母的恩，也报上人的恩。
阿弥陀佛，
阿弥陀佛。
诸佛菩萨，上人慈悲，诸位法师，诸位善知识，阿弥陀佛。今天轮到新沙弥清明跟大家分享自己个人因缘出家的因缘。
All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the compassion of Master Hua, Dharma Master and good and wise advisors, Amitabha. Tonight is.The new Shami Qingming come to up here to share some of his experience about leaving home.
因为母亲在佛殿，开近一点。因为母亲有来参加沙弥剃度法会，所以但是她不懂国语也英文，所以请大家个人想。翻译广东话，让他可以听到，请大家慈悲忍耐。
So because my parents came to the stepped home ceremony and they're still here, they don't understand Mandarin or Vietnamese. So I would like to translate to Cantonese so she can understand. I hope people can be compassionate and allow me to do that.
在2000个人 很幸运听到有人介绍上人然后他给我听看听上人开示。
So in 2000, I was very fortunate that somebody introduced me to Master Hua, that they shared with me some of the lectures and talks by Master Hua.
咁喺2000年嗰时候，咁自己觉得好幸运，得到听到上有人介绍上人，同埋俾听上人的开示。第一个开始听到上人讲是听到是修行是一个大小的。
So the first thing I learned about was Master Hua speaking about great filiality.
第一个开始听到就是上人讲修道者就是一个大孝，是一个大孝人。So, 听到这个开始，自己感起一个念思想，学怎么做一个孝顺的人。咁听到一个开始咧，就想做一个系孝顺个孝顺个人。
So after I learned, had read this talk, I in my heart thought to myself, how can I be a filial person?
咁喺2003年嗰时候，就遇到喺梦中就遇到一个出家人着个红色袈裟，咁喺我个手上咧就写个孝字，中文孝字。然后在2003，我记得在梦里面见到一个和尚穿这个红袈裟，他在我的手上写了一个孝字。
So I remember in 2003, I was at a dream. There was a monk wearing a red robe, and on my hand, he wrote a character, which means filial.
所以那个时候慢慢想想出家，然后跟母亲讲啊，然后他不是很那个时候他不是母亲不是很懂对佛法不是很了解，所以然后，所以那个因缘出家的因缘，没有不记住。咁到个咁，然之后梦到个梦，就自己就想起一个念头，就系想出家喺2003年。咁提起上嚟，咁母亲就不得几喜欢，因为到个时候就对佛法唔系好了解。那所以过了。
我没finish. So at that time I wanted to leave home, and I still had a thought of leaving home. But that time my mother didn't have much study of Buddhism, and so you can say the conditions were not ripe yet.
而且她很担心，担心个人。这个体力不够，如果去做是很苦的，所以他怕个人这个体力不够，受不了。
So she worried a lot. Maybe my physical energy wasn't, my physical strength would not be enough, because leaving home was such a suffering life that maybe I couldn't take it. I couldn't take the difficulty.
咁母亲同时都系。担心担忧就是自己这个体力不够，咁受唔到这个出家条路个生活，然后那个时候很失望，然后慢慢这个觉得这个念头，那个出家的念头好像没有不在了。咁嗰个念头咧，出家个念头嗰阵时候慢慢，因为太失望，咁就所以就嗰个念头就慢慢渐渐唔见咗。
So over time, I got a bit discouraged, and this aspiration to leave home, you can say, slowly disappeared.
然后过了几年到大概到2009在外面做工啊，然后看到在路上，因为上班的时候坐巴士的bus去上班，然后看到这个生活，外面的生活就很苦，很什么都很急，很种种的很多的恶因恶缘。
So in 2009, I started working outside, working in society. I remember taking the bus to work, and I look around, and I see that the world outside has got a lot of suffering. Everybody's so rushed, busy running here and there, full of bad seeds, bad causes and conditions.
咁然之后就然后去上班，咁坐巴士上班嘅时候，咁就见到种种个人啊。时间人人都好急忙，咁有好多恶因恶缘，种种个烦恼，所以看到这个世界很苦，所以自己想学佛跟不是然后有一天晚上也梦到父亲已经往生，他在梦见到父亲他说这个世界是很恶，所以很坏的，所以要好好持这个楞严咒然后我说我会听话，我会好好持楞严咒，然后我跟父亲讲，在梦里面跟他讲儿子想出家不晓得爸爸觉得怎么样，然后他没有回答，但是他微笑。
So one night when I was sleeping, I thought this was a lot of suffering. And one night when I was sleeping, I had a dream of my father, and my father, in this dream, gave me a sense that this world is really evil. This world is really a harmful world, and he told me, "You really need to recite and hold the Sharangama mantra." I told him, "Yes, I would listen to him. I would maintain what the Sharangama mantra." And in the dream, I asked my father, "Can I leave home?" And he didn't respond back. But he gave a small smile.
咁喺2009年，咁就喺有一天，有一晚夜就见到父亲，咁父亲就讲呢个世间上就系越嚟越更坏，所以要好好持呢个楞严咒。咁我就答话我会一定好好地持嗰个楞严咒。同时我就问父亲。我想出家，咁你觉得点呢？咁父亲就佢冇答，但系就笑微笑。然后过了这个梦，记得很清楚。然后慢慢，这个出发这个菩提心，慢慢提起来。然之后过了一个梦，就觉得好清楚。咁呢个初发个菩提心咧，慢慢就提起上来。
Sorry, I think I left something out. My father died, and then I had the dream. And so, I also had a very after this dream, things became very much more clear, and this mind of my Bodhi resolve slowly increased.
然后在信奉寺的不在有一天听到一位法师他说有2010万佛城有开training
学员
沙弥新修班， 然后这个法师问我要要不要登记，我回答哦，我想那个表，然后登记，但是没有告诉家人。
So the Dharma Master gave me this application saying that in 2010, CDDB is going to be taking new trainees to become monastics. Would you want to register? I said, okay. I took the form and I filled it out, but I didn't talk to my family about it.
咁喺2001年，咁就有一个法师就讲介绍喺个万法城有一个沙弥训练班，咁我就话去问法师就问我要唔要参加，咁我一直答又我要个表，然之后咁嗰时候咧就冇同家庭讲啦，然后填了这个表，然后到万佛城给法师。然后家庭那天也还不知道，然后交了表了，然后打电话给母亲，之前打电话给母亲，告诉她我在上人在观音菩萨求菩萨跟上人加倍让我母亲成就我的愿，咁。
So I came to CDDB and turned in my forms, but still my family didn't know about it. My parents didn't know about it. And so after talking with the monks here at CDDB, I called my mom, I spoke with my mom. I also prayed to Guan Bodhisattva and the Buddhas, hoping that my mom would be able to support me in my vow to leave home.
咁到万法城交完个表，咁然之后打电话俾母亲。咁之前打咧就有求上人、求观世音菩萨加庇令我母亲可以成就我呢个愿。然后我打电话的时候跟他讲很紧张，但是呢很听到讲在电话讲的时候，他哭，然后他。不是很苦那个哭，但是很好像很欢喜，听到这个有一个他好像来有一个儿子，孝顺啊，知道怎么孝顺，走这条路，他很欢喜。
So I was very nervous when I called her, and on the phone I could hear her crying. But when I heard her crying, it wasn't the crying of being really sad. It was a crying of a bit of a joyfulness to it.Because she should see it how having a son who truly knew how to be filial and leaving home and walking this path. And so it was maybe the joyfulness from Dharma joy.
Tito, 法会之前一天，个人也有见母亲跟她顶礼三拜，然后告诉母亲我。明天是剃头，是我欢喜的一天，所以也他也觉得很欢喜。
So before the yesterday's Dharma assembly, the day before I bowed to my mother three times, and said tomorrow I'm going to be leaving home, and hoping that she'd be very joyful.
这边沙弥感恩三宝。观世音菩萨、地藏王菩萨跟上人，加倍让我一切障碍消灭，阿弥陀佛。
So I want to be grateful for my gratitude and really to Master Hua, to Guanyin Bodhisattva, to Erster Bodhisattva, and that they can be compassionately aid me and remove all my karmic obstructions. 阿弥陀佛。
最后就是多谢三宝，以观世音菩萨、地藏王菩萨、宣公上人，一切加倍加保佑我，一切障碍得消灭。阿弥陀佛。